My gemara, Rebbe?
What do you say?
Your gemara?
No, this is not my gemara. So the gemara has on the second line from the top that the students that don't attend the shiur deserve to be put in cherem. Says Rav Chisda sent Rav Hamnuna to put in cherem the people who didn't show up in shiur. Put them on probation, Hestus. They explained to him why they didn't come to the shiur. Amalei, what should we come to the shiur? We once asked him a shiloh and he didn't give us an answer. He said, I don't know. No good. It doesn't get Amalahu. So Rav Hamnuna said, I'm a student. Why don't you ask me? I know what I always give you the answers. So they asked him, what's the din? Evishi says Rabbi Beitzim Mahu. Because the din is the Gemara is gonna have a whole daf Gemara here. There are dinim about Beis Hastorim, what is Begoloi and what's Beseser. So we have a din benegir to Kabbalah's tumah that if I touch a person, let's say I'm Tameh, I touch a person inside his mouth. I touch him like that. Instead of touching him on the outside, I touch him on the inside. So the din is that it's not Mekabal tumah. Beis Hastorim is not Metameh Bimaga. B'masa it is. Let's say I have a piece of nevela. So nevela is metame b'maga u b'masa. So if I have a kazais of nevela in my mouth, it's metame b'masa. But if it's if it's something, it's only metame b'maga, not b'masa. What's metame only b'maga, not b'masa? Let's say I did sheretz. Sheretz, I think, is only metame b'maga, not b'masa. Nivelas behem is metame b'maga u b'masa. Or let's say you have a kazais nevela and it's wrapped up in a cellophane wrapping, so you put it in your mouth. So there's no, if you touch it, let's say it's on the table, I touch it. So it's wrapped up. It's in the AMP, in the store, in the freezer. So I touch it, but it's wrapped up. So it's, I didn't do any maga. But if I pick it up and I put it down, so that's mentame b'masa. And the Beis HaStorm, the din is a Gemara Nida says. Beis HaStorm is mentame b'masa, v'loy b'maga. If it's balua, let's say it's already not in the mouth. The mouth is Beis HaStorm. Let's say over here, inside the ear is Beis HaStorm. But if you go further into the ear, then it's considered Balua. So if it's Balua, then whatever is Balua is Kimishen. It's not Metame. Loi b'maga or loi b'masa. Let's say they cut me open and they put a kazais nevela inside and they sew me up. So kazais nevela is Metame b'masa, but that's Balua. It's already inside the body is Balua. So one difference is Benegir to Maga, that Maga Beis HaStorm is not Metame. Then there's the same thing in the other direction. Let's say, I'm the Adam Tame, and I'm a Tame you. Say, one case was, I touch you, I'm Tame. One case is, I'm the Adam Tame, and I touch you inside your mouth. Another case is, you touch me inside my mouth. So whether the Beis HaStorim is the Dova HaMetame, or the Beis HaStorim is the Adam HaMekabel Tumah, the Dova HaMekabel Tumah, so whatever is Beis HaStorim is not called Maga. That's learned out in the same pasuk by the Zav. It says, Kol Sheyigah Bo HaZav, whenever the Zav touches something, in Metame Maga, B'yodam Lo Shatav Pamayim, and he didn't wash his hands. When he didn't, Tilos Yadayim, he didn't wash his hands. What does it help if he washes his hands? You have to have ma'am shikol gufa el behem vasachas. A person is tummy has to be tovel in the mikvah, submerge the whole body with vasachas. If he's tovel his hands or he washes until it's yadayim, that doesn't help to remove the tumah deraisa. The Gemara says that phrase is to teach of the yodav alashat of amayim, my yodav mi baroi, I've called me baroi, that maga beis hastorim doesn't count. Masa beis hastorim is metam, and maga beis hastorim is not metam. So that's a din benegir to Kabbalah's tumah. The maga has to be from the golui part of the odam tamei, and you have to touch the golui part of the odam hamakabal tumah. Then there's a din for tefillah in the mikveh, that you only have to be, you only need bias maim on the outside of the body. Also learned that from the same pasuk, I think. No, v'yodav lo shatav b'maim. Filo v'rochetz b'sor b'maim, ma b'sor mi baroi, kol mi baroi. You don't need bias maim. You don't have to open up your eyes when you tovel in mikveh. You don't have to open up your mouth. It's not even needed l'chatchila. And also, let's say a person has earplugs. So the you don't need bias maim in the inside part of the ear. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. The Agalatian Achreim have this earlier, before Moshe, that there's a Mishnah Masech HaShabbos that says whatever is considered a chatzitza when a person is tovel in a mikveh, and you would have to take it off if you want to be tovel in a mikveh. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to wear it in the street on Shabbos, because the woman may want to take it out from her ears. She may want to take it out in order on her way to go to the mikveh. But the Mishnah says she's permitted to wear earplugs in the street on Shabbos if she doesn't want to hear all the noise around her, so she's permitted to wear earplugs. So you see from the Mishnah that you don't have to take out the earplugs when you tovel in the mikveh. Why not? So Moshe explains, the earplugs are not a chatzitza. Chatzitza means if you have dirt stuck on the body. Let's say I close my mouth. So why don't you say that the closed mouth is a chatzitza? I don't let the water go in. So Moshe explained, that's not a chatzitza. That's worse than a chatzitza. There's no bias mai. So, but the din is that inside the bias hastar, you don't need bias mai. So inside the mouth, there's no need for bias mai. Only chatzitza passes. If you have a bone, you have a, what does the Gemara tell the story over here? Nimsa etzem bein shinel, three lines from the bottom. The shivcha shel beis rabbi was tovel, and she came out of the mikveh, and she hand etzem bein shinel, so rabbi said she has to go to mikveh a second time. That's a chatzitza. That's not a lack of bias mayim. She was tovel in the mikveh, but if you keep your mouth closed, or you put an earplug in, that's worse than a chatzitza. That's a dover oimid bifnei atzmon. That's a lack of bias mayim. So bias mayim doesn't bother me in the beis hastorim. Yeah, this din also that the Rebbe Paskan that Chatzitza Pasels in the Beis Hastorim, the Gemara says, could the Rebbe Zera call a Roy the Bilei, Bilei me a Kevaz boy? The one this is quoted in your everyday, so Rebbe Kevege writes on the bottom of the page, Chatzitza only poses a problem if it's in the Beis Hastorim. If it's in the Balua, then there's no din of Chatzitza. Let's say further in the ear. Or let's say further in the mouth. Further in the mouth is Beis Hastorim, so Chatzitza with Pasel. Well, let's say it's further down in the throat. Further down in the throat, you reach a certain point that it's no longer called Beis HaStorm. It's called Balua. So in Balua, there's no issue of Chatzitz.
The earplugs, if you could see them on the outside, that's Beis HaStorm, that's Balua. You said, you were saying that's Balua, but you could see that, the earplug.
The earplug that's sticking out, that's not a Chatzitz. That part is not touching the body. The part that's touching the body is further in. So over there, I think we assume that that's already considered Balua. The further in you go, it becomes balua. It's worse. The Nochma, so what are the dinim from Maga? Has to be mikbachutz, both the Odom Tome and the Odom HaMakabal Tume. Maga Beis HaStorm doesn't count. Then for Tefillin and Mikveh, you don't need Bias Mayim in the Beis HaStorim, but Chatzitza Pasels. That's Rebbe's Psak on the bottom of the page. But balua, just like balua is different, Benegir too. Beis HaStorim is metameh b'masa, but loy b'maga, that's a gemara. But balua is not even metameh b'masa, that's a gemara nida. So over here, Rabbi Kevega says that balua doesn't even constitute a chatzitza at all. The whole din doesn't apply by balua. Then the same thing for tefillah and mikveh, you don't need biasmayim. Again, you don't need biasmayim. And then there's another din by hazor. When you maza, hazor shlishi shvi, it's a special din only by tumas meis. All the other tumas, the person goes to the mikveh and it becomes tohar. By tumas meis, you can't just go to mikveh when you want to. You have to first have paraduma water. You have to burn a paraduma, take the ashes and mix the ashes with a big bottle of water, and then you have to sprinkle part of the water. V'yizar tohar al atame b'yom ha-shlishi b'yom ha-shvi, and after hazor shlishi shvi b'yom tohar, then I can go to the mikveh and become tohar. That's the punchline. People usually forget to say over the punchline. You have to go to the mikveh. You don't become tohu with the hazor shlishi shvi. Hazor shlishi shvi enables you to go to the mikveh after having the hazor shvi. So the hazor has to be on an outside part of the body. If it's on the inside part of the body, it's going to be mazeh. Rabbi Kevega, they were talking about the nose. If a woman has a chatzitza, if you have mucus in the nose, that's stuffing the nose, so that's chatzitza. But if it's higher up in the nose, then it's called balua. The lower part of the nose is called beis hastorim. And there is a din of chatzitza. And the higher up in the nose is considered beis hastorim. So then you don't even worry about chatzitza. So let's say the mazah, the paraduma water, inside his nose. So that's Beis HaStorma. The Maza, the Paraduma, water opens his mouth, and the Maza, Paraduma, water in his mouth. So that's no good. So what if he sticks his tongue out? What if he sticks his tongue out? Is that, so that's a Machlekes Rabbi Nachachamim. That's a Machlekes Rabbi Nachachamim, whether that's called Beis HaStorma. The tongue is considered Beis HaStorma when you get to tefillah in the mikveh. You don't have to stick your tongue out when you tefillah in the mikveh. It's Beis HaStorma. You don't have to open your eyes. You don't have to... The water doesn't have to reach inside your ears. Water doesn't have to go into the mouth. And I think the Rashi Mishnah says the bottom of the foot is also called Beis HaStorma. There were some Yerushalayim who insisted that when their wives went to the mikveh, they should jump. They should jump in the water so the water should touch the bottom of their feet. So the Rashi Mishnah says that it's not necessary. The bottom of the feet is also considered Beis HaStorma. So you don't need Bias Maim on the bottom of the foot. And the dinim of the tongue are not necessarily going to be the same in all of these cases. Let's say the Odon, the Kanaan is Yotzei L'Cheres Ode Shein V'Yayinu Chavtal Ad Rosh Ha'Ivarim. So the Gemara said, the Klal HaPrat, the Klal is, called Mumshe B'Golda V'Yayinu Chavtal. That was the Losh HaGemara Chavtal Ad Manal. It has to be a Mumshe B'Golda. So all the Chavtal Ad Rosh Ha'Ivarim are B'Golda. What about the tongue? So that's a Machlokes Satanoim, where the David is Yotzei L'Cheres. If the Odon cut off the tongue, yeah, where else is there a din of Mumshe B'Golda? The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes from Bechoris. From Bechoris that a mum passels a korban. So if you have a mum, you can be part. If you have a mum kavo, you can be part of the korban. Or if it's a bechor ma'isa, then you don't have to be part. Bechor ma'isa, when it has a mum kavo, you can shecht it. There's no din of pidyon. Psukim in the chumash, the bechor ma'isa don't need pidyon. But the mum has to be, if it's mechusar revis, even eva shem bifnim, mechusar revis bifnim, that's a discussion in the Gemara. Because mechusar revis is mechomer than bal mum. So maybe the only time a mum counts, a mum kavua counts, that you can be poida, or if it's pora meiser, that you don't even need pidyon, it's yotze lukhon belit pidyon, that's if it's begola, if it's beseis or not. But what if you're mechusar revis bifnim? Let's say they cut out a kidney. Then the guy's walking around, or the behemoth's walking around. Is that considered? The Mishnah has, the dinam of bal mum applied both to the behemoth, if the korban has a mum, or if the kohen has a mum. And the Mishnahs have a couple of prokim there in the middle of Purim. So usually people skip those prokim. Daf Yomi people have to suffer through everything. But the yeshivas usually skip those prokim. Because you have to know biology for that. So the Gemara has a discussion. I forgot what the maskana is. But the mechusar eiver, usually you don't need mechusar eiver by behema because it's a bal mum. What you need mechusar eiver is worse than a bal mum. But if it's a mum shebifnim, so that then there's no din of bal mum. So mechusar eiver is a discussion in the Gemara whether mechusar eiver bifnim maybe will pass a korban. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. What about if there's a mum on the loshen of the behema? Is the loshin considered mum shebegoloi, mum shebeseis? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara says it's not necessarily going to be the same. When you get to all the dinim, when you get to bias mayim, when you get to kabbalah stumah, since people do stick their tongue out, every so often people stick their tongue out, so that is called maga. That's called maga mibachutz, even if he didn't stick his tongue out. That's a bar maga. When you get to bias mayim, you don't need. When you get to mumin, the tanoim say that it is. When you get to mumin, what's the din? Nachamon? Where's the pasuk? Where's the gemara by mumin?
Six
months
from
his wife.
She needs
a So they both agree. So all the Tanaim, they just argue how much, but they all agree that it is called Mumshe Begolui. It's called Mumshe Begolui. That the Loshen is called Mumshe Begolui, it's not called Mumshe Beseis. So the Gemara just points out it's not necessarily going to be the same thing in all of these cases. Okay. So what did they ask him, Ashayla? What if he's Sirso, what are the Balabatim, the students who didn't attend Shia? So So they asked Rav Hamnun Shaila, and he didn't know the answer. So he said, you're not a hot fish, you're a cold fish. That's what Tosis says. Cham Nuna means a hot fish. Nuna in Aramaic is a fish. So Kar Nuna means he's a cold fish. You don't give the right answer. They asked him this Shaila, what's the din? If the Odon was Mesaris the Eved, where was it again? Eved, Shesirus Rabba debates him, Mahu, do I treat it as Mumsha Begoli Dami? Says Yotzi Lacheres Olo, it's Mumsha B'Seser. What's the din? L'Habli B'Yod. The Gemara says that it's a Machlokes. He went and he asked Rav Chisda. He was the one who asked him to put these guys in Chem. So Rav Chisda said it's a B'Ferish Machlokes HaTanoim. Why? Because the Tana has a Machlokes whether Rabbi Yoima Afasiris. Tanakam lists off 24 Rosh Eivorim. And Rabbi Adzan Afasiris. The Gemara says Siris Demai on the second white line. If he should say Siris the Gidhan, Rosh HaGviah. That was listed as one of the 24 Rosh Eivorim. The Gviah is the Eva HaZachris. So you're not talking about that. That the Tanakam also mentioned. Elav Siris debates him. So it's a Machlok. It's Tanakam holds Siris debates him. Is Mumsha B'Seisan. A Rebbe says Av Siris should debates him. It's considered Mumsha B'Goli. It's considered Mumsha B'Goli, yeah. When is there a discussion of Siris should debates him? Let's say if they cut off, if the beitzim inside the kiss are menutak legamid, there's no blood circulating there at all. So that's mamash mechusar eiver. So then there's not going to be a machlokes hatanaim. Mechusar eiver is yotze lecheres. Probably even if it's a mumsha b'seisa, that's the shaila there in Pcheres, where the mechusar eiver b'bifnim. is also a psul. So I think the Rishonim say on that. The only time there's a machlokes if Sirus of the Beitzim means if he wasn't menatek the Beitzim from the blood circulation from the body, but if he's menatek from the blood circulation, that was Rav Moshe's tshuva about the paralyzed arm as opposed to the gangrenous arm, menatek from the blood circulation. So it's mamish mechusar eiver. Mechusar eiver is yotze lecheres. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the din of Rav Zeri, yeah. How does this din apply over here by tefillah and a mikveh, even though you don't need biasmayim and the base astorim, but you need royal biasmayim? Ki de Rav Zeri, dama Rav Zeri. What is Rav Zeri's din? So Tosis, Rashi and Tosis explain. When you have a mincha, so you have to put in matan shem, and you have to pour in oil. Then you have to do blila b'shem. Mincha blila b'shem, it says many times. So you need blila. What happens if loy balal? So the Mishnah says, Loi Balal is kosher, even if he didn't do the blila, as long as he did matan shemen, but he didn't do blila is kosher. But if he put samach alef esreinim, ikli echoed, and it's not even right to do blila, then the Mishnah says the mincha is not acceptable. Why? If Loi Balal is kosher, so samach alef esreinim, so should also be kosher. Rav Zeir explains, no, because if it's roi le blila, then blila is not miakev, it's not roi le blila, then blila is miakev. So there's a shagasari and sim involved. Quotes her Shiboli Haleket. We have it, Shiboli Haleket is an exotic marmokim for a person who learns in yeshiva. Most people don't have a Shiboli Haleket in their library. So the normal people have it, Deran and Sukkot quotes this without saying it's from the Shiboli Haleket. They quote Rashi and Tosis in Sukkot. And Rashi and Tosis and Brachas quote from the Baal Halachas Gedolos. So usually, even if you don't agree with him, but we have respect for his opinion. So he says that if a person in the middle of Tefillah Balachash, and he says Shmonesi slowly, and the Chazan is already saying Chazaras Hashad, the Chazan up to Kedusha, or they're already up to Kriyas HaTorah, and someone is saying Baruchas Hashem and Baruch. Or Matzoi Shabbos, they're saying Havdolah in the Shul, and the guy wants to be Yotze Havdolah. So what should he do? So the Baal HaLochas Gedolah says, you should pause in the middle of Tefillah Balachash, pay attention to the Chazan saying, Yehesh Mei Rabba. The Tzibah screaming, Yehesh Mei Rabba, nobody has a mind to be Moitzi Mi. The Chazan says, Yehesh Mei Rabba, the Chazan has a mind to function as the Chazan. So what does that imply? The Chazan functions as a Chazan, to be Moitzi the Tzibur, whatever is included being Moitzi the Tzibur. Let's say someone forgot Yalaviyav Arish Chodesh. The din is you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So it says in the Gemara that if you daven mitzvah, the Chazan is going to repeat the Chazaras Hashatz. You can be Yotzi with the Chazaras Hashatz. Either does the Chazan have a mind to be Motziim? Chazan has a mind to function as a Chazan. He doesn't have to know what that means, but that what that means is Chazan has a mind to be Moitzei Ditzibur. So whoever missed, if you're a Baki, you're not supposed to rely on the Chazaras Hashatz. But if the guy just davened Pigat Yalbi of today, he's not a Baki. But today's purpose is for today's Shachris and Mincha. He's no longer a Baki. All right, forgot to say. He's davening from Mesidah, or Baal Peh, whatever, forgot to say Yalabem. So he's Nishken Baki. So he's allowed to rely on the Chazaras Hashatz. So you can't say, everybody's screaming, Kadosh, 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 I'll do Shemei Kain, I'll be Yotz with them. We usually assume that you only say Shemei Kain if you have Kabbanas HaMashmiya, the Kabbanas HaShemeya. So the Kabbanas HaMashmiya you don't have. The people are saying Kadosh, Kadosh on their own. Or as Trey Koli Lo Mishtab, everybody's screaming Kadosh, Kadosh differently. But when the Chassan says Kadosh, if, not when, if he says Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, he says, Baruch Kvod Hashem Emkoma out loud, so then I can be Yotze with Shemei Koina. That's what the Bahag says. I can be Yotze with Shemei Koina because that's the Kedusha. Or let's say someone got an Aliyah already. I'm still in Tefillah Balachash. Someone's getting Aliyah. Said Baruch Hashem Amvaruch. But so Shabbos, the Chazan is saying Kaddish. Is saying Kaddish Diskabel. So I'm going to listen. Chazan is going to say Omen Yehishmei Rabba out loud. So if he's not going to say out loud, so what's it Shemei Koina? I'm not going to gain anything. But if the Chazan is saying Omen Yehishmei Rabba out loud, so then I say Shemei Koina. So the Bahag says, I'll be it. So if he's going to say Havdalah, I don't have Havdalah at home, I'm going to rely on Havdalah and Shul. So if I'll pause in the middle of the Tefillah Balachish to hear Havdalah, so I'll be Yotze with Shemei Koina. So Rashi and Tosfos quote this from the Halachas Gedolos, that when the Gemara says Shemeya, Ke'oine, if I hear Kiddush Havdalah for someone and I say, Amen, Kolohai, Nami, Kilohai, Tzibrachim, Ipiv, Dami, that's the Gemara Shavuos. Kolohai, Nami, Kilohai, Tzibrachim, Ipiv, Dami. If you say Amen after a bracha, it's considered as if you said the bracha. So now the Gemara says, Shameya ki'ayna. If you pay attention to someone else saying the bracha, it's just as good as if you would have said Amen. And if you would have said Amen, you would have been Yotze, because Kala Inami Kila Yotze Bracha Mipiv Dami. So Shameya is also Shameya ki'ayna. You're Yotze.
Usually everybody's saying it.
So that's a problem. So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dying Weiss, and Eder Haredes has many volumes of Chuvas. So one of his many tshuvas, he writes about the Chazan should really say Amen Yehishmei Rabba. He should wait till after everybody else almost finished. He says you have an issue. There's always someone who's still in the middle of Tefillah Balachash when he's saying Kaddish. So he should say Yehishmei Rabba out loud. So if he's going to say when everybody else is screaming Yehishmei Rabba, so the one who's Tefillah Balachash won't be able to hear. But then he says so if he's going to wait till everybody finished saying Amen Yehishmei Rabba, then the Chazan is not saying with Asara. So he says that's questionable whether that's a taina or not. If he's saying Barmira Vaniya, he's saying Kaddish they're saying Amen Yehishmei Rabba. Then he says back and forth, so maybe that's called Basara. The others say no, that's an issue, that's not called Basara, but you don't need Basara word for word. Everybody should say like a choir, like a chorus, Yehishmei Rabba Mevarach. If I start saying Yehishmei Rabba, I'm the Chazan. I'll say Yehishmei Rabba when the Tzibah finished, Lolam Lolme Omai. They're saying Omai and I'm saying Yehishmei Rabba. So that's also called Basar. If there are nine people saying some other part of the Yehishmei Rabba, and I'm saying the beginning, that's called Basar. So he suggests that the Chazan should wait till everybody sort of is finishing saying Amen Yehishmei Rabba. Then the Chazan should say out loud, loud enough, that the one is in Tefillah Balachash should be able to be Yotze with Shemei Koina.
So that's what... You only have six for... you don't have 10 people for the Kaddish afterwards. You only need six to wait till...
Okay. That's another point that it says in the Mechaber writes that if the Chazan doesn't have nine people on answering Amen to all the brachas of the Shemon Esri, indeed Asara. So the Mechaber writes that it's Korav Adov Aliyah's bracha levatola, because Tefillah B'Tzibur, you need 10 people participating, so you need one says the brachas and nine should answer. So the Prisha writes on the bottom of the tour that the reason why the Mechaber writes Korav Adov, it's close to bracha levatola, but it really isn't. Because as long as you have six people participating, it's good enough. So six people participating means the Chazan is one. Another five people answering are main. And the four people are just standing there like dummies. They're not saying anything. If they're sleeping, that's a question in the Gemara, whether they count for the minion. Because there's a baby, a person is sleeping. That's a question if it counts for the minion.
Yosh. Could be. Okay,
could be.
Do you have, one question, do you have to, you know, this one I say, I never saw people do it, and the Chazan, if I went to Kaddish first, you should really wait and pause to hear the Kaddish say, must you pause to hear the Chazan say, or you can continue davening? only heard it by Kiddush, I never heard it by Kaddish that they do this.
That what? That what? That the person is in Tefillah Balachas.
Right.
Should okay. pause where he is.
To hear the Omen Yeshmei Rabba from the Chazan?
Yeah. Omen Yeshmei Rabba and Baruch Hu Kriyas HaTorah.
In
Kiddusha, yeah. In Havdalah, yeah. In Kriyas HaTorah, the Rishayim talk about Kriyas HaTorah. Guy's going to pause. In the middle of Tefillah Balachas, they hear Kriyas HaTorah. It's going to be quite a pause, yeah. As long as I'm Shok Delig Maskula. Shok Delig Maskula doesn't depend on, let's say I'm up to Sim Shalom, so it doesn't depend how long will it take me to finish. From the beginning to the end, how long will it take? Even if you're at the end, the Gemara says Shok Delig Maskula means from the beginning to the end. If you're going to say Mishabers in between, that would be Shok Delig Maskula. So while they're saying Mishabers, you should go back there in the Shmon Esrei. Say a little bit, but you shouldn't pause so much at one time. Shok Delig Maskula.
You don't want to, you, I mean, Halachas, you have to, or you want to go straight, you don't want to.
More correct is you should chapa right another Kedushala.
Well, why not? You can't
he wants to have this Kaddish. He wants to get more Olam Haba. He wants to get another Kaddish. He wants to get more Kaddish. Yeah. So the Taisus is not happy with Halachas Gedoilos. Taisus asked the Kasha that if he says Shamea Kaina, then it should be a Hafsik. And if it's not a Hafsik, so how is he Yotzei? So people usually learn that Taisus Kasha was a Balabatim. You should learn Taisus Kasha was if Shamea Kaina is considered as if he's talking. So he's talking in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. So he's not allowed to be mad. The guy's saying Havdalah in the middle, he's up to Tkabah Shefer Godel, and Shemea Kohen is considered as if he's saying Havdalah, as if he's saying Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. So that's not right, Lahatchila. But yeah, but if you talk about the weather, the baseball scores in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, it doesn't pass. The Shulchan Aruch passings that you yoytze b'deh, but even if you are mapsik. But Lachatchid is not allowed to be mapsik. So how does the Halachas Gedolos recommend that you should listen in the middle? The answer is that you don't say Shemei Kaida, so then you're not yotze anything. So what did you accomplish? That's how you usually learn Tosis Kash. So Rashi thought that Tosis didn't necessarily mean like that. Tosis meant to say like this, to be considered a hefsik in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, it doesn't have to be talking. Let's say the guy's going to wrap up his tefillin in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. The guy's going to put on a talis. He didn't have a talis and tefillin before he started to daven. In the middle of the Shemana Esrei, they bring him a talis and tefillin. So that's not right. You're not supposed to. He's going to shake a lulav in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Shaking a lulav fits in the middle of halal. Kach tikno chachamim. That you wave the lulav, you have nanoim in the middle of halal. But you don't have nanoim in the middle of Shemana Esrei. So if you do another pa'ula, but yeah, but you yotze if you put on talis and tefillin in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Hepsik is not mevatel, even if you talk about the weather or the politics. The diavad yoytze the shman esrei unless it was shok that lig maskula, but chatchil it's also to be mapsik. Rav Soloveitchik thought that was Tosis kasha. If he says shamea ko'ina that you yoytze kedusha, the kedusha doesn't belong in the middle of tkabah shayfa god lecheresayim. It doesn't belong over there. So just the fact that you yoytze, not because shamea ko'ina is considered as if he said it. So if he said it, it's a hefsek of talking. It's a hefsek even if it's not talking. If you do a hefsek of a ma'isa pe'ula. I'm going to put all the swarm together. I'm going to make a sandwich in the middle of Shemana Esrei and wrap it up. Middle of Shemana Esrei. That's a hefsik also. So Shemaya Kaina, if you're Yotze, said that itself is an Easter of hefsik.
Isn't if I talk to Mezid, then I am?
Isn't what?
If someone speaks to Mezid, then isn't that, then he does have to put the Shemana Esrei?
I don't think so. I think we pass on the Shulchan Aruch says if a person says Yalav Yov on a day that it doesn't belong, it's not Rish Chodesh. He said by mistake Yalav Yov on a day that it's not Rish Chodesh. So the Mechaber paskins that he doesn't have to daven over Shemana Esrei because it wasn't Shohak Delig Maskul. The whole word of every word in Yal V'Yavah is fine except for Yom Hashoch Chodesh Hazeh. So Yal V'Yavah is a Tchina. Okay, he said a Piyut in the middle of Ritzei. Yal V'Yavah, he gives a Chnei, everything. Very nice. Everything is nice except for the two words, Rosh HaChodesh. V'Yom Hazeh, okay, a Piyut. So the two words is not Shohak Delig Maskul. The two words is not sure. So the Taz disagrees. Said, what do you mean? It's a hefsek. Hefsek. So the Achrayim say, we pass like the Mechaber, that even though you mapsik and a davar acher, then tayim, it doesn't pass the Shman Esrei. Mishnah Berurah quotes that you should be choshish for the Taz and Shita. He says you should offer a tefillas nedava. Ala Tanai. Maybe. I don't know. Could be. I don't remember. I don't know. Lechor, it should be the same. Don't know. So the Tosis has this taina. But bottom line, that's the practice. Practice is like the Bahag. The Rambam says in the middle of Tefillah Balachas, you're not mapsik. Gemara has a machlekes and brachas, are you mapsik in the middle of Tefillah Belachash, where Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba. The Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, you're not mapsik. But maybe Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba is so choshev, that's a machloika. So we paskin, you're not mapsik, even for Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba. So the Rambam writes a sweeping statement in the middle of Tefillah Belachash, not mapsik for anything, period. So that's what the Hagos Maimoni writes. You get the impression from the Loshon HaRambam that he doesn't agree with the Halachas Gedolos. He never quoted this Bahag. And it sounds like he says, in the middle of Tefillah Belachash, you're not mapsik for anything. Sounds like he wouldn't agree that you should do Shamei Koyin. But the minig is like the Bahag said. Minig is like the Bahag. So on that, in Sukkah, wherever this is, in the end of Sukkah, Lamed Ches on the base, I think, in the end of Sukkah, so the Ran has a Taina. And that's what the Shagaz. Instead of quoting the Ran, he quotes the, who is it? Shabbal HaLeket. How did he get a Shabbal HaLeket? I don't know. Shagazar is a very poor man. How did he have? So he quotes a Shbalak has a taina. When do you say Shemei Kohenah? If he's Roy Labila, ain't Bila Miyakevus boy. But if he's not Roy Labila, he's a middle of Shemon Esra. So he can't say Omen Yehish Mei Rabba, and he can't say Baruch, and he can't say Havdalah in the middle. So how can you say Shemei Kohenah? If he's not Roy Lamira, so the Amira is Miyakevus. That's a taina that the Ran has against this Bahag. And if he wouldn't be in the middle of Shemon Esrei, he would be happy to say Shemei Kohenah. If the Chazan is saying Kaddish and I don't say Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba, but I pay attention to the Chazan saying Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba, he's satisfied that you will say Shemei Kohenah. Rav Soloveitchik taught a svara that by Adovish Bigdusha, we need participation of the Tzibur. He thought that that's the Pshat and the Rambam. Why the Rambam doesn't quote the Bahag? And now Gos Maimni thinks that the Rambam is rejecting the Bahag. He thought because by Dobsha Bigdusha, Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba, Kaddish Kedusha, not Havdalah. If they say Havdalah, Milish Man Esmei, the Rambam would agree that it would be Yotze with Shemei Kohenah. But for Dobsha Bigdusha, he thought maybe that's the beer in the Rambam, that you don't post for anything, you won't gain anything. You can't say Shemei Kohenah by Kaddish. You have to Dafke have participation by the nine people in the Tzibur, the five people in the Tzibur actually answering Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba, and answering Baruch Has Hashem on Baruch. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yalom Voy. You need Amira Ba'aniyah. He thought that by Dovashel Tzibur, you can't apply Shemei Kohenah. But the taina that the Ran and the Shabbalei HaLeket have is that how can you say Shemei Kohenah, call a Royal Amira, in Amir Miyakevus, but then you say Shemei Kohenah. But it's not Royal Amira, then Amira is Miyakevus. This is their taina. So comes the Shagasari and he says he doesn't agree with that taina. He thinks that the Shabbalei HaLeket's taina is Nishkan taina. This is machlokes in Yeridah in Hilchos Shechita. It says there's a Mishnah in Trumas that says Orem Lo Yitrom, a person is not dressed, a naked person is not allowed to be mafresh truma because he's supposed to say a bracha la froshes truma before he mafresh the truma. The person is Orem is not allowed to say a bracha Orem or Ilem Lo Yitrom, a person who is mute, he can't speak. He's a bardas, but he can't speak, so he's not allowed to be mafresh truma. He shouldn't shech because he's not able to say a bracha. Even though the bracha is not miyakid b'niyabed, but it's not proper. L'chatchila, let someone else shech who is able to say the bracha. So in Hilcha Shechita, there's a machloikis in Yerideya. Would you permit an ilim to shech if someone else is shechting his behem and he's saying a bracha la shechita, and the ilim will be shemei kohenah. He'll be yotze with shemei kohenah. So some say, yeah, shemei kohenah. And others say, no, since he's not roi l'amira, Samira is Miyakevus. This taina of the Shabbalei HaLeket with the Ran. Maybe in your day, I don't remember. Maybe they quote the Shabbalei HaLeket. Otherwise, how did the Shagazari know there's a Shabbalei HaLeket? Maybe if it says it quotes in the Hilcha Shechita. Otherwise, it's a little too exotic. But Shagazari just Gemara, Rashi, and Taisus. He doesn't go from Shabbalei HaLeket. Anyway, so that's the Machlekes HaRishayim. Machlekes HaRishayim. So the Shagazari says he doesn't agree with those Rishayim. He thinks that it doesn't have any application. Why? He says, sometimes there's a concept of doing a mitzvah b'shlei musa and a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. Let's say you have to wear tzitzis. So the mitzvah is to wear tzitzis trelis with lovin. And if you have trelis without lovin, lovin without trelis, so you're in a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. Let's say you only have one string that's folded over. Instead of having four strings folded over, you only have one string folded over. So it says, Yotze HaMitzvah, Shalom B'Shalim Musa. He only has in three corners, he has, doesn't have in the fourth corner. So So that's a machlokes hatanoim in Perek Hatcheles. We pass from dalet tzitzis, ma'akmen zezeh. All four constitute one mitzvah. He doesn't have hadasim. He just have three minim out of four. So the Mishnah says, dalet minim shebelula ma'akmen zezeh. So you don't always get partial credit for the partial kiyum mitzvah. If you have tcheles v'abdal lavan, so that's a machlokes hatanoim, and we pass from that b'di'evad. You yotze an incomplete mitzvah if you do chalitza. So l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus of chalitza is to do kriyas ha'psukim, and then to do chalitza sasan, and then to do rikika. And b'di'evad, we paskan that the kriyas ha'psukim is not mi'akev, and the rikika is not mi'akev. The only thing that's mi'akev is the chalitza sasan. So why do you need it l'chatchila? If it's not mi'akev b'di'evad, why do you need it l'chatchila, the kriyas ha'psukim with the rikika? The answer is, Tosfos says in the end of Nida, that chalitza is a mitzvah. If it would only be a matir, it doesn't make sense on the level of the rice to have a lachatchil in b'di'evit. Whenever you have in Hilchas Gittin, lachatchil should have been like this, and b'di'evit to get is good like that. Or in cooking kosher food in a tray for pot, lachatchil shouldn't do it, even main ben yomah, but b'di'evit it's kosher. So Tosfos writes, it's a dead giveaway that it's only a din with the rabbanon. If you're talking about Isa v'heta, whatever is muta b'di'evit, is muta lachatchil, how can you distinguish? A mitzvah is shaykh to have a mitzvah b'shleimus and a mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. The korban chatas, you do four zrikas. And b'di'evad, if you did one zrikas, you yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. Yotze shalom b'shleimus. The Tosfos says, chalitza is a mitzvah, it's not a matir. Chalitza is a mitzvah. So the mitzvah b'shleimus is to have kriyas ha'psukim and the chalitza and the rikika. And b'di'evad, the only thing that's ma'akev, you yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus if you do the chalitza sasando. That's why there's shaykh to have a lachatchila the araisa by chalitza. So the Shah Gazari says, that's the din over here. You bring a mincha, so he's supposed to have matan Hashem, he's supposed to have blila. Minchul b'lob Hashem, says many times in the Chumash. But then you learn out from the pasuk that loy balal is kosher. It be the evid, if it's a little bit missing, it's not so bad. But if it's missing too much, it's missing so much that it's impossible to do blila. Even if you would have tried to, it would be impossible to do blila. Samach Aleph is trying to be kliyachod. It's impossible to do blila. Some of it is going to fall out. So since it's impossible, that's too much. Let's say you're going to bring a mincha less than an isar. So that's, you don't need a pasuk. Of course that's no good. Sometimes you need psukim by chalitz. You need psukim to determine, is the kriyas ha'psukim me'akev? Is the rikika me'akev? So we have three different opinions in the time. We paskan only the chalitz ha'sandal. You need psukim to say, but you don't need a pasuk to say that the chalitz ha'sandal is me'akev. That's the ikev. That's the essence of the mitzvah. So I think the Shagzai writes, you don't need a pasuk to say that if you bring less than an isor and mincha, it's me'akev. That's the essence of the mincha, the isor and silas. And you need shemen. If you don't have shemen, you're not yotze. If you didn't do blila b'shemen, so the blila is not miyakeh. But if you didn't do blila, because even if you would have tried to, you wouldn't have been able to. So that's so much b'di'evad, loy bolal. So much loy bolal that even if he would have tried, he wouldn't be able to. That's missing too much. That's missing so much, and you're not yotze b'di'evad. But he says, shemei kair is good l'chatchila. Mazeh, what do you mean? He did in the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. Why? Because he didn't say the bracha on the shechita. Shemei kain is perfect l'chatchila. So what do you mean? He did it in an imperfect fashion. And if it's so imperfect that even if he would have tried to do it, he wouldn't be able to do it. Then it's too much missing, too imperfect. Not in the etzbedem. So the Shagzai says, there's nothing wrong with shemei kain l'chatchila. We do it all the time. What's wrong? Adirab. Well, one person says, kiddush, everybody's yotze. The von der Grein says that's the more correct way to do it. That Bereivam Hadras Melech. The Chabarite says preferable each person should say his own Kiddush. That's what the Chassidim do. Each person says his own Kiddush. And the Vilna Gaon says it's against Shas. It's against the Mishnais and all of the Teseftas. It's preferable one person should say Havdalah. One person should say Kiddush, everybody. That's Bereivam Hadras Melech. So that's his Taina. So that's the Shaila. If that's the Bior Hadover, like the Shagasari says, and therefore he claims that it has no application, has no application to Shemei Kohen. So how does it apply to Tefillah and Mikveh? L'chatchila is supposed to open your mouth to have Bias Mayim. And b'di'evad, if you left the mouth closed, it's okay. But if you have a chatzitza nach, and even if you would have opened your mouth, it would have been a chatzitza, so even that's too much b'di'evad. No, it's a good l'chatchila, you don't have to open your mouth. So what in the world is the Gemara talking about over here? So that's what led the Ritvot to say that the whole din over here is only a chumra midirabbanan. Rebbe's din is only midirabbanan. But Tosfos clearly does not agree. This long Tosfos from Amud Aleph Amud Beis, Tosfos explains, where did he get this din from? Kol sheinu bo'el bila by chatzitza. So I said, because you have a steer between the two psukim. One pasuk of Rachat says, "Kol b'sara b'mayim kol." The other pasuk says, "V'yada v'loshad b'mayim ni baroi." So you only need to be baroi. And the other pasuk says, "You need kol b'sara b'mayim." So he came up with a compromise. You don't need b'as mayim, but you need roi l'b'as mayim. So Tosfos writes, they seem to hold that it's a din deraisa. Chatzitz and the beis astarim is a din deraisa. By us, it can't be a din deraisa, because the only time it's a chatzitz menatara is you have rubo and makbid. So if you have a bone stuck in between two teeth, that's a miut. Then the maximum is going to be the rabbanon. The only thing is, according to the Ritva, it's already a derabbanon on top of a derabbanon. Chatzitz and beis darim is only the rabbanon, and a chatzitz and a miut, as opposed to a rod miut hamakbid, is a derabbanon on top of a derabbanon. So if you have a din in Hilchos Shabbos, if you have a shvuz, the shvuz b'makom mitzvah, then we're makel. If you only have one derabbanon, you're not makel b'makom mitzvah. You have a shvuz, the shvuz. See, there's something is only also because of a combination of two derabbanons. That's a lower level. Not all the dinim derabbanon are on the same level. If you have a shvuz, the shvuz, a trade derabbanon is not the same as a chad derabbanon. Lower level. Tosfos says that a katan sheigil lechina cannot read the Megillah to be motzi the gedolim, because he's a trade derabbanon, we are a chad derabbanon. That's what we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. And the same thing, a shvuz to shvuz makom mitzvah is muter, and one derabbanon makom mitzvah, amir liakam makom mitzvah is not muter. We don't pass like that baluita. The Ramah quotes a baluita. The amir liakam is muter, but makom mitzvah, any mitzvah, we pass like the Gemara in Gittin. And the Afchesam and Beis, only Mishum Yishu there, it says, oh, he tira amir liakam, to write a shtar. A kind of Sada Besuria is kosva malabon, afila b'shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for Yishu Eretz Yisrael, Zionism. A lot of being Mechal Shabbos is the purpose of Zayin. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Gemara says, Amir Aliakum is allowed. But Ladi Eske Goy. Ladi Eske Goy to write the Shtar on Shabbos. Rav Kook once had an Asik like that. I mentioned it. That on Yom Kippur, the Goyim was selling some property in Arizona, and the representative from the Jewish agent, he was trying to buy up as much karka as possible. He wanted to make a bid for it, but it was in Hebron or something. He couldn't... It was somewhere over there. It's all in our village. He couldn't stay overnight. So he went to them. So he allowed to have a goy taken by car. So Rav Kook said, yeah, that's the din in the Gemara. But he said, make sure that you don't drive, when the goyish Arab driver is driving you to the auction, don't drive through a Jewish community. So that part he didn't observe. So he went in the car that had markings on the outside. Everybody saw that it's a representative from the Jewish age. They wanted to stone him. He was driving in the car on Yom Kippur. Yeah.
Usually applied when it's the person is physically
capable of doing something. The fact that
he's davening,
that halachically he's not allowed to do it,
but he's physically, he can interrupt. I mean, it's not
all
the cases.
Me ilaim, physically. I mean, it's also a taina, okay. But that's the taina that the Rad and the Shabbal Elek could have. So the Shagasariye answered the taina his way. Shagazai answered his way. He thinks that even if you say that it's anybody labila, he says that the klal only poses a problem if you yotze only b'diyeh, but if you did a mitzvah shalob b'shleimus, then if you ain't a roi labila, then it's considered very much shalob b'shleimus. Very much shalob b'shleimus, and then you're not yotze. So here by the tefillah in the mikveh, according to the way the Shagazai says, you have to say like the mitzvah. It can only be mid the rabbon. But Tosfos holds beferish nuts. So how does Tosfos understand the din kosher anyway lebila? So if you look in the Tosfos in Hamoicheres Hasvino, they throw you off here in Bava Basar Pei Aleph. The Gemara talks about kosher anyway lebila bil me'akevizma. I'm used to the old Gemaras where they have on the side they have the Torah or and they have Soros Hashas on the side. This throws me off here. So, Bava Basra Pei Aleph, there's a Gemara there. But Kol Shein Roi Labila Bili Me'akev. So, Tosfos says, how do you explain it? The Tosfos and the Rashbam, they both say, Hareze Kimincha, Hareze Kimedi, Mincha Min Hakitnias. If you have the Mincha, with Samach Aleph Esrein B'Kleochot, it's not Roi Labila, that's not the kind of a Mincha that the Torah describes. Like the guy bringing a Mincha Min Hakitnias, which doesn't exist. You can't bring mincha menachem. You can't just bring whatever you want. The Torah prescribes what type of karbonis you can bring. So the Torah speaks about a karbon mincha, which is roi leblila. Even if you didn't like bol, also the belila, the poel mamish is not miyakeh b'deva, but it has to be roi leblila. If you bring a mincha, it's not roi leblila. Torah never spoke about such a karbon mincha. You're making up your own karbon, it's not acceptable. So that's a whole different understanding. That's not the way the Shah Gazari said. So that's a fundamental machlokes, what's the Geder Hadin? Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch it says like this, if a person, we better go daven. Okay, we're holding over here. We got it. Rav Moshe has a discussion on the Shulchan Aruch. Does it say in the Shulchan Aruch like the Ritva or not? Whether the Chatzitz in the Beis HaStarim is the Rabban. Rav Moshe has a sharp comment in his Julis. What do you say?
I'm going to use your mouth.